Welcome to the PatchStack Weekly Security Update. This is episode 59, and this update is for week 7 of 2023. This week's knowledge share will be about virtual patching. I will explain how it works and how it can save you from a lot of stress and anxiety when it comes to deciding when your site's updates are performed. Then, in this week's vulnerability roundup, I will share the story about how one plugin patched so many security bugs in a single release. A heroic effort by the developer, but end users may receive a lot of alerts if they haven't updated yet. Now, on to this week's weekly knowledge share, where I will ask, do you need virtual patches? Everyone knows that software has updates, but not all updates are equal. Some updates add minimal features, other updates secure the software. On rare occasions, some software updates break the thing that they're updating. This inequality of update importance has led to some site owners either opting out of updates entirely, or they reschedule their updates so that they can be performed in person and they can monitor to make sure that the patch does not break things. This delay can lead to security patches not being applied in a timely manner. This is where virtual patching can save the day. So what is a virtual patch? Virtual patching is a term used when a software patch can be applied without actually writing the software patch itself. Typically, you would apply a virtual patch by using another technology layer, like a web application firewall running on the web server itself. It prevents malicious requests from making it to the web application. It is mostly used in the information security field as a way to secure software temporarily until a time can be scheduled so the software can be patched formally. It acts as a stopgap when patches can be delayed. This is why virtual patching is a valuable tool to have for any WordPress website, especially those where updates are not automated. In the event of a security bug being discovered in a WordPress component, a virtual patch buys you important time to perform the update on your schedule. Virtual patching is also handy if you encounter a bug in the update process. This extra protection layer that virtual patching provides gives you the option to downgrade back to the known working but insecure version of a plugin to work out the problem. This will keep the site online while you troubleshoot and address the issue. This is not all that virtual patching helps with. It can also be the last line of defense if your site is using an unpatched or unsupported piece of software. It is unfortunate that not all open source projects are actively developed. I have written about this issue before and even wrote some last patches for WordPress plugins that have been abandoned but had security bugs in them. A virtual patch is the only option to secure your website if a vulnerability is identified in an unsupported or abandoned component. The virtual patch will protect the website until you can find the time to find a replacement for the abandoned component that is putting your site at risk. Of course, PatchStack offers virtual patches for all paid PatchStack app accounts. If you are interested in being in control of how and when patches get applied to your websites that you're responsible for, but you do not want to compromise the site's security in the process, then you should be sure to have virtual patching in place to protect your sites in the meantime. Now onto this week's vulnerability roundup. This week's vulnerability roundup is all about one plugin and 20 patched bugs. The plugin in question is called Wicked Folders, and the 20 bugs can actually be classified as either missing an authorization check or cross-site request forgery bug. These two bugs are considered a medium severity risk, and they may not actually apply to you at all because they require a subscriber-level account or to trick a logged-in user to follow specially crafted links. It appears a security researcher familiar with finding these two types of security bugs audited the plugin and found 10 API endpoints that lacked nonce or authorization checks. I am unsure if the Wicked Folders developers paid for an audit or if this was found independently, but it does show that someone was looking thoroughly for as many instances of these bugs as they could find. The developer, in turn, did a great job providing a patch back in February 6th. They noted it clearly in the changelogs that this update included security patches. Now, it's up to the users to update their websites. If you run a site with Wicked folders and have not yet updated, you may receive a lot of notifications about this if you're running a security plugin that sends out notifications. 20 notifications to be specific. And this is because the CNA, or representative organization that was requesting CVE numbers, reported 2 vulnerabilities for each of the 10 API endpoints that lacked either nonce or authorization checks. This may result in a little alert fatigue or a temporary spell of anxiety when you see your inbox is full of alerts. But don't worry, all 20 of those CVEs are addressed in a single release, and none of them are an emergency. So update away at your convenience. And there's one thing we know for sure now, that this developer for Wicked Folders is really attentive towards security bugs, even if there's 20 of them reported all at the same time. Now on to this week's thanks and appreciation. This week's thank you goes out to the developer of Wicked Folders. Thank you for patching all of those Ajax endpoints in your plugin and for addressing that big list of reported security bugs. A special thank you goes out to the team at iThemes. There was an announcement this week that iThemes Security and iThemes Security Pro plugins are now powered by the PatchTech Vulnerability Intelligence. This collaboration and partnership means that more sites are being protected, and it's a win for everyone, except for the botnets. I will be back next week with more security tips, tricks, opinions, and news on the PatchTech Weekly Security Update. Thank you.